Welcome to North Coast Conversation, public service presentation of AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. I'm your host, Bruce Van Dyke. On today's North Coast Conversation, we're talking about students. First up, we've got the winners of the WEOL Scholastic Games of Lorain County. It's hosted by Jim Merling and airs Mondays and Saturdays here on WEOL. This year's winner was Amherst Marion L. Steele High School. They defeated Avon Lake in the championship by a score of 360-230. Here's a bit of the final round of Amherst's victory. Then we'll hear the interview that Bob Tayak did with the students, Mark Vitelli, Aiden Workman, and Mort Wilson from Amherst Marion L. Steele High School. And later in the program, I'm going to replay the interview I did with Kaylee Ann Anderson, the 8th grader from North Ridgeville Academic Center, who won the Lorain County Spelling Bee and is representing Lorain County at the National Scripps Spelling Bee in Maryland. That's coming up this week, so we wish her luck, but we'll hear that interview with her a little bit later in this program. Now, this week's North Coast Conversation.
Toss up for either one. What specialized field of medicine uses x-rays and other similar processes in medical diagnoses? And that's Amherst.
Radiology.
That's correct. Bonus question. In 1895, this German engineer and physicist was credited as the first to produce and detect electromagnetic radiation in the wavelength known as x-rays. Name this 1901 winner of the first Nobel Prize in physics.
Röntgen.
Röntgen is right. Scoring 20 bonus points to Amherst Steele. For either team, what's the green pigment found in most plants, algae, and Amherst Steele?
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll is right. Bonus question for Amherst. Chlorophyll is critical to what chemical process that converts carbon dioxide into organic compounds?
Photosynthesis.
That's it for 20 bonus points to Amherst. For either team, what's the scientific process of changing or being changed from a gas to a liquid? And that's Avon Lake.
Condensation.
Condensation is right. Bonus question. What's the scientific process of changing or being changed from a solid directly to a gas, skipping the liquid phase?
Sublimation.
That's sublimation, scoring 20 bonus points to Avon Lake. For either team, in what Shakespearean play would one find the line, "O brave new world that has such creatures in it"? A Shakespearean play originated that line, "O brave new world that has such creatures in it." And with no buzzes, it's The Tempest. For either team, what's the title of the widely acclaimed 1966 novel by Truman Capote that mixed fact and fiction in an account of a brutal murder? That's Amherst Steele.
In Cold Blood.
In Cold Blood is right. Bonus question. Due to its combination of journalistic accuracy and literary imagination, what two-word alliterative phrase did Capote use to describe his work titled In Cold Blood? A two-word phrase starting with N, and we'll have to move on. A nonfiction novel, he called it. What college did President James Garfield once serve as president? He was president of what Ohio college? James Garfield. And with no buzzes, it was Hiram College. For either team, what is the apparent displacement of an observed object due to the difference between two points of view? It's a P word. The apparent displacement of an observed object due to the difference between two points. That's Amherst Steele.
Perception?
Not specific enough. And we'll have to give the answer. Parallax is the answer. For either team, a deficiency of what mineral can cause osteoporosis? And that's Avon Lake.
Calcium.
Calcium is right. Bonus question. What's the Greek word for bloodlessness used to describe a deficiency of red blood corpuscles?
Anemia.
Anemia is right for 20 points to Avon Lake. For either team, what is the actual name of the painting by the Norwegian artist Edvard Munch of a person? Okay, that's Amherst Steele.
The Scream.
The Scream. It was a picture of a person screaming, I was about to say. Bonus question. What 20th century American painter was known for his splatter style?
Jackson Pollock.
That's a bonus question to the team from Amherst.
Pollock.
I don't think they got it from the other team, but they could have. Pollock is the correct answer, and 20 points to Amherst Steele. Next, an audio question for either team. A reading by actor-educator John Buck Jr. The answer is a location.
Well, I've seen him set Daniel Webster down there on this floor. Daniel Webster was the name of the frog. And sing out, flies, Daniel, flies. And quicker than you could wink, he'd spring straight up and snake a fly off the counter there and flop down on the floor again, as solid as a gob of mud.
According to the title, what is the location of this Mark Twain story about the jumping frog? The location, where did it take place? And we'll have to call time. No one's taking a chance. It's the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County. For either team, what's the name of the mountain range that stretches from the Yugoslav border across central Bulgaria to the Black Sea? The mountain range that stretches from the Yugoslav border across central Bulgaria to the Black Sea. With no buzzes, it's the Balkans. For either team, what's the name of the measurement utilizing the numbers from 0 to 14 indicating the strength? Okay, that's Amersteel.
pH.
pH, right, the strength of an acid or base. Bonus question, 7 is a neutral pH. Is a reading of 1 a strong acid or a strong base?
You said?
Is 1 an acid or a base?
An acid.
It is an acid for 20 bonus points to Amersteel. For either team, King Ferdinand II's marriage to what queen laid... Okay, that's Amersteel.
Isabella.
Isabella is correct. Bonus question, King Ferdinand II was from Aragon. What region did Isabella represent at the time of her marriage in 1469?
Castile.
Castile is right for 20 bonus points. Again to Amherst. For either team, in which Asian mountain range does the novel Lost Horizon take place? An Asian mountain range in which the novel Lost Horizon takes place. And with no buzzes, it's the Himalayas, and we're out of time.
That's a bit of the final round from this year's Championship Scholastic Games, where Amherst defeated Avon Lake 360 to 230. After the program, Bob Tayak had a chance to talk with the winning team.
And joining me from our championship team from Amherst, Marion L. Steele High School, are the captain, Mark Vitelli, also Aiden Workman, and Mort Wilson, along with the advisors and coaches, Leanne Durdeck and Jody Kramer. And welcome to the Dialogues program. Congratulations first to Captain Mark. Could you explain to the audience how you and your teammates prepared for this academic competition? Where did it all begin?
Well, I'd say the three of us have all been blessed by a wonderful team of teachers at Amherst Marion L. Steele, and especially our two coaches, both from the math department, but that doesn't seem to have helped us much in this game.
No, there wasn't a lot of math, was no. There? And I was talking to your advisors ahead of time, and math, you know, is subjugated a bit to what do you find to be the focus when you're preparing for this as far as subject matter? Where do you look, or what particular topics and subjects?
Well, I've always studied for the history portion, but I know my other teammates have been geography and science.
Yeah, how about you, Aiden?
Yeah, every day I warm up before a big match with the Capitals, all 197. I go through and do all of them, and it helps me warm up.
Wow.
Yes, and we spend a lot of time in study hall during school, so we use that time to do quizzes on different subjects like history and literature, things like that.
My goodness, so You're utilizing your time. You know, that leads me more into the next question, which was simply, does participating in these kind of types of competitions help you in your overall academic studies? You know, overall, I'd like to get each one of you to respond to that. Has it helped you as you're involved in these competitions, doing this extra studying? Has it helped?
I would say it's helped for sure. Like a lot of the things, even if you didn't know it before, just hearing it helps you remember it. Even if you just hear it once, you remember it forever. So,
Mark?
The subjects don't really help, but I think it helps me. It helps keep me quick, which is definitely useful in like AP classes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say especially the questions we don't get for the future when we learn about it in class or whatever, it helps.
I just want to turn to the advisors. And once again, that's Leanne Durdeck and Jody Kramer. Leanne, I'll look to you first. How do you prep these young people for these competitions? I mean, the subject matter is all over the globe.
Well, it's all them and very little us. But what we do weekly, usually on Wednesdays, we do set up the buzzers so we can get the timing and get them used to, like, buzzing in fast. And then we just go over old questions. I go online and we pull out old questions from different competitions. This year, our questions we were studying were from Tennessee. So
really?
Yeah.
Really? Your thoughts in that regard, too, as well, Jody, as far as, yeah, the buzzer thing fascinates me because as I watch them, boy, it does seem to be a key, and you don't think of it that way, but I suppose it's a confidence thing, too, that you have to, you know, I'm going to do it. I better do it because the competitor will beat me there. Is that something that you really strategize and work on, it sounds like?
Yeah, they do practice with the buzzers, and I think more they come in with their own interests, and it's really cool to see the things they do know about that we don't practice. We're always amazed when we go to a competition to see what they know.
To each of you, do you have a special area of interest that you'd like to pursue in college? I'll start with you, Mark, because I have a special place in my heart for the Ohio University, and you're off there, poli-sci.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. You've grown to look to that in a politics career?
Oh, yeah. Well, I plan on using political science for law school, but throughout academic challenge, I think my advisor's degree, I've always been particularly quick with Supreme Court questions, and that's really spurred me on to a political science career.
How about you, Aiden? Your thoughts?
Despite geography being probably my strongest category for academic challenge, I'm probably going to biology, chemistry to pursue a pre-med.
I know you're a junior, right?
Yes.
So have you made any selections or you have any thoughts
about? I'm looking at Florida as a potential college, University of Florida in mm-hmm. Gainesville. But other than that, not really any hardcore selections yet.
Mort, how about you?
I'm more interested in math, so I'm probably going to go into something engineering related. I'm also a junior. I haven't made any selections on which college I'll be attending, but.
Well, you got two math advisors here.
Yeah.
I mean, advisors that are math teachers, so mm-hmm. that's got to be a strength. You know, we acquaint daily practice with athletics and even music and so forth. Necessary for you for these academic competitions? You've kind of alluded it already, but is it a daily endeavor to prep or be prepared as such, Mark?
I'd say, yeah, it is a daily thing. Not just to study questions, but just to keep yourself quick.
I was going to say, you know, one of the things I didn't ask that I often do is current events can oftentimes be a slip up for most competitive teams. Is that something that you all have decided to focus on a little more, let's say, than your contemporaries, you know, at the high school level?
Well, I try to read the Chronicle every morning, but especially on Mondays with the what happened on this day in history. But other than that, not
yeah.
really.
Okay. I just wondered, paying attention, newscasts or reading online, you know, news updates, do any of you get involved in that and trying to keep up with this current event time?
I try to just look on social media and, you know, of course you have to fact check on there, but it's a good way to just get a burst of news.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's more just what comes naturally. You just see certain things, try to keep up to date. But
now let me ask you, I'll start again with you, Mark, as the captain. Do you have any role models, individuals that have inspired you? Or as you've done your research and study, is there anybody that you see as someone to emulate?
Well, back on the Supreme Court train, so one person comes to mind that's former Justice Stephen Breyer. Not only is he a highly accomplished academic, and especially in the legal world, but he's also an Eagle Scout, I'm also an Eagle Scout, and so I really look up to him.
Aiden, your thoughts or anybody you look to?
I would say my grandfather. He used to babysit me. He's in the audience today, and he really taught me how to read, and I've started off doing all the academic when I was younger.
How about you, Morgan?
Yeah, I think my parents and grandparents have helped a lot with who I am today, the things that I've learned, and then obviously my teachers as well. We have a great group of teachers at Steele, so I think that contributes a lot to it.
I look to those teachers and say, you have to be pretty gratified with the success of this team. I just wondered if you'd comment on both their dedication and what you found in these young people.
We are proud, very proud to be associated with these fine gentlemen, and amazed at what they know and what they can remember.
Jody, same thing.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun working with them and teaching them, and they're just really great young men.
And we're always excited when we get a question we know is in their wheelhouse, and we sit back there and we're like, phew, don't have to worry about that one.
That's this year's winners of the Scholastic Games of Lorain County, Marion L. Steele High School, and its team, Mark Vitelli, Aiden Workman, and Mort Wilson. Today's champion is a champion speller, Kaylee Ann Anderson, an eighth grader at North Ridgeville Academic Center. I have the honor of being the pronouncer for the Lorain County Spelling Bee back on March 14th, over at Eastern Heights Middle School. Here are the final moments of the spelling bee after Rowan White from First Baptist Christian School, the runner-up, misspelled pantomime. Kaylee Ann then had to spell two words in a row to become the champion.
Octinocular. O-C-T. O. N. O. C. U. L. A. R. Octinocular.
That is correct. And the next word for you to spell? Jalapeno. Jalapeno.
Jalapeno. J. A. L. A. P. E. N. O. Jalapeno.
That's correct.
Afterwards, I, along with the Chronicle-Telegram reporter Carissa Wojtok, had a chance to talk with Kaylee Ann.
So how does this feel, for one?
It's really exciting. I was nervous during the spelling bee, but I've been pretty confident that I would be able to do it. It's kind of like I'm not fully processing it. It's exciting. I'm just really happy.
So how long have you been studying for all this?
How long have I been studying?
I
would say like a few months. We do spelling bee at the end of the day. It's my last class, but not on Mondays and Fridays. So a few months, I think.
Do you have any special techniques that you use while you're spelling? I noticed as a pronouncer, you kind of like to break up the words into sections.
Yeah, actually that helps a lot, breaking up the words. For instance, deficiencies, I go D-E-F, and then the way I remember it is C-I-E-N-C-I-E-S, just the very specific chunks, or like if I can connect it to a certain memory that I have or something like that.
Did you think you would get this far?
I mean, walking in, yes, and
okay.
Then when the other kids were coming up and spelling, no, I did not think at all. I did not think, no.
When you're sitting there and other people are spelling, are you thinking of how to spell, or at that point, or are you just kind of like just mentally waiting for your turn?
Oh, no, in my head, I'm always spelling it, and then I feel so bad when they get it wrong because I know the other kids work just as hard as me, and in my head, I'm always spelling it, and I'm like, sometimes I'll like tap my foot or nod my head when they say the letter, and I try to be prepared by following along to what they're spelling.
Have you watched any of the spelling bees on the national level that they've been broadcasting over the years? Or what other kind of involvement with spelling besides this year have you had at all?
Absolutely nothing. This is my first year ever doing anything. But it's really exciting, and I cannot wait to tell the rest of my family about it.
Did you get involved because maybe a teacher inspired you to do this, or someone in your family said, or you just thought, oh, this is something I could challenge myself with?
No, I'm just kind of a nerd, and I thought it would be fun. Word nerd.
Have you ever heard the word octinocular before tonight?
Not once in my life. I really thought I was going to get out. I was so nervous, and I thought you were saying octinoculum, so that made it even more nerve-wracking. I was like, oh, I don't know what he's saying. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to figure that word out. It's like, I don't even know what that means, so I was glad you gave a definition. And the word that you spelled correctly, or like your winning word, what was that again?
The word I spelled correctly was jalapeno.
Thank you. That's what I thought. It seems like after spelling octinocular,
that
jalapeno
was
probably
a downgrade
like, oh.
To my stress. I went from 100 to 0.
You're probably like, yeah, I got this, no problem.
I felt so much better after hearing jalapenos. Okay, I'm good. I got this.
Kaylee Ann Anderson, the 2024 Lorain County Spelling Bee champion. We also spoke with 8th grade language arts teacher Kelly Kohler. She's the advisor.
We had it as an option during our enrichment time. We call it Ranger time because we're the Rangers at North Ridgeville. And the students chose to participate. We had a handful of kids in 7th and 8th grade that have prepared with me throughout the year. And Kaylee Ann has studied so hard. I've never met a student, her and Cassidy, who both made it today, studied more than any person I've ever seen study before. They were very dedicated. They studied on their own time. They asked me for more lists. We had a school spelling bee, and they did really well in the school spelling bee.
How long have you been like the advisor for the spelling bee?
This was our first year ever doing the Lorain County spelling bee.
So this is super extra exciting because we've, as a district, I've been in the district 9 years and we had never done the Lorain County Spelling Bee. This was our first year. Mrs. Belko, who, the same as me, but 5th and 6th grade, and I have 7th and 8th grade, we had heard about it. She'll be here in April for the 5th and 6th. We had heard about it. And we were like, this would be an awesome opportunity for our students. So we said, let's give it a try. And then she goes and wins the whole thing.
Ms. Kohler is the best because she's so nice and inclusive, and she's so encouraging to all her students.
But people like you make it easy.
She really boosts people's self-confidence.
Spelling Bee advisor from North Ridgeville, Kelly Kohler. Congratulations again to Kaylee Ann Anderson, the 8th grader from North Ridgeville Academic Center, the 2024 Lorain County Spelling Bee champion. The Spelling Bee, by the way, brought to you by the Lorain County Educational Service Center and the Chronicle-Telegram. Kaylee Ann Anderson, the 8th grader at North Ridgeville Academic Center, who won the Lorain County Spelling Bee, now representing Lorain County at the National Spelling Bee, which runs May 28th through the 30th in Maryland. ION TV is your home for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The two-night event begins with the semifinals May 29th, the finals on May 30th. Thanks for listening to North Coast Conversation. If you'd like to hear any of the previous programs, you can go to WEOL.com, click on the On Air tab, and you'll find North Coast Conversation. I'm your host, Bruce Van Dyke. Thanks for listening to North Coast Conversation on WEOL.